Okay. We just want to take a moment to just notice where you are. This arriving is so important in practice. I cannot stress it enough. Usually we sit down and just start trying to get somewhere. But your mind knows the way. Your whole wisdom mind, body, it knows the way. You don't have to take it anywhere. So you just want to arrive where you're at, this present moment. You can do that simply by noticing the sounds that are arising right now. The posture of the body, you can feel your body sitting, the pressure of sitting, your feet on the floor, your legs on the cushion. You can feel it, you know where you are. Feeling the sensations or the temperature, these are all ways to arrive right here. And there's this immediacy that you can cultivate. If you arrive often, you arrive into this physical seclusion straight away. And then you can linger here. So this just brings you to the present moment, and you can feel it kind of like staccato. You know, you have to arrive, and then you're gone, and then you arrive, and then you're gone, and then you arrive. Some people, you can begin to feel it like a flow, like this arriving, and it lingers. So to have that arriving experience of physical seclusion linger, we are available for whatever happens. We have to remind ourselves, we don't have to make this come to be. It will come. We just have to be available for whatever comes. So we're just available for the moment, whether it's connecting to the body, getting lost in thought, sleepiness, restlessness. We just want to be available to what's actually happening. Be receptive and open. Give yourself permission to be sleepy if you're sleepy, to be restless if you're restless. And begin to notice how it's affecting you. What does it feel like to be sleepy or restless or doubt what you're doing or want something different? Or just being resistant. How does it affect the mind? What is the mind, the quality of the mind? What is the quality of the body? That inquiry is using awareness, the wisdom part of your mind, rather than getting lost in the hindrance itself. So you're just available for whatever arises. But to do this, sometimes you're going to notice things nicely, and sometimes you're going to get just lost in thought. And so you want to hold all of this in this alignment with practice. Whatever is of value to you, be kind to just increase your wisdom, to just learn the Dhamma. So we just relax and hold all of this as a practice. We're just practicing steady. No rush, not trying to get somewhere. And we're just noticing the mind. How does it affect itself? What does thinking do to the mind? What happens in the body? Is there tension? Do you even feel the body if you get lost in thinking and you wake up? Where were you? Where's the body? We'll just spend some time here cultivating this seclusion, this mental seclusion, citta, viveka. One last thing, no matter what happens in this noticing thoughts, there's always physical viveka. There's always this kaya viveka where you can just settle into samadhi and just stay with the anchor. In a minute, I'm going to ring the bell one time just for our transition. You can stay here if you want to. If you're in the hall, you'll notice this rising energy of people getting up. And it creates a desire, a wanting. We have to learn to see that wanting. And so see if you can just sit a bit. You'll have the impulse to want to get up, but try sitting a bit. Maybe even sitting through the whole sitting, the whole walking. See what happens. See what the mind does when you don't follow the plan. We'll walk for 15 minutes and come back at 4:15. So for those of you at home, you're just moving to your yogi job. You two can sit if you want to and just stay here. And then we'll come back at 4:15.